Doctor.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The High Court in Pretoria has heard the government needs to amend the regulations around the Social Relief of Distress Grant to make it accessible to others. The Socioeconomic Rights Institute claims millions of eligible individuals are being excluded from the grant due to some of the criteria that need to be met. The South African Social Security Agency, the Social Development Minister and the Finance Minister are respondents in the case. The Institute's lead counsel, Advocate Jason Brickhill, has told the court the system needs to be fixed.
I submit, my Lord, that there rests on all of us a solemn responsibility as parties, as their representatives, to approach this matter with a focus on the rights of the grant beneficiaries, with a focus on how to fix the problems in the administration of the Social Relief of Distress Grant. In light of that, we welcome the fact that National Treasury has abandoned several of the technical points related to pleading, relief in the notice of motion, and that we understand it has conceded part of the relief sought by the applicants.
The court is still hearing series arguments. The department is expected to present its case later. Four people have died in Bushbuck Ridge in Mpumalanga province following severe storms. The town was hit by devastating storms on Sunday and yesterday. The municipality's Fumulani Tovakale.
I can confirm that we have the fourth person who died at Mukusu. He was struck by lightning.
Officials say more than 300 houses have been damaged. The extreme weather conditions have also disrupted the final matric exams, affecting more than 10 high schools. The ANC says it's taking its January 8 rally to Cape Town. The event marks the party's founding and sees the ANC president delivering the January 8th statement. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says they will use next year's rally to mobilize support and solidify the party's presence in the region.
Preparations are well underway. Additionally, the ANC acknowledged that preparations for the 2025 National General Council will be a key highlight in the organization's work, driving renewed focus on accelerating service delivery, particularly in areas such as water, roads, and sanitation remains the top priority.
And Matthew Perry's mother says she felt she couldn't help the late friend star beat his addiction. The actor died last October from the effects of ketamine. Five people have been charged over his death. Suzanne Morrison has spoken to the NBC Today show.
There was one glitch. There was one problem that I couldn't conquer it. I couldn't help him. There was an inevitability to what was going to happen next to him. But he said, I'm not frightened anymore. It worried me.
The top story, the High Court in Pretoria has heard the government needs to amend the regulations around the Social Relief of Distress Grant to make it accessible to more people. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Tony D'Souza and Tristan Stubbs make centuries as the Proteas dominate day one of the second test against Bangladesh. Jordan Hendrickse called up to the Springbok squad as replacement for Frans Malherbe. And Brentford boss Thomas Frank happy with the Bees. Among speculation, he is a candidate to take over at Old Trafford.